Anybody?
Yes, hello there. How are you today? My name is Amaury. Yes, hello. My name is Amaury, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're a private market research firm, and we're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaigns. And this evening, we're just...
How about what financial institution are you attached to?
Oh, no. We're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. And we would like to have your opinion. I'm sorry?
Fire away. Ask some questions.
Sure. Okay. So as I said, we're not trying to sell you nothing, and your answers will remain confidential. All right. Let me ask you one thing. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
You know, I don't take these surveys, but I do like to hear them because they're sort of entertaining. You know, I've lived a long, long time, and any time anybody asks me a question, I have to try to evaluate it in my mind and determine what do they really want.
Okay,
you know?
That's very good. That's very good.
Yeah. So, who are you representing, and what type of information are you trying to get?
Okay, as I said, okay, we are an opinion research, okay, a private market research firm. All right, and we're just asking questions about your local community. Okay, for example, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President's U.S. Senate? In the Michigan State Legislature, okay, for example, in local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th, okay, are you definitely going to vote? Most likely.
Oh, I definitely will. In fact, I will vote absentee as a blind person. I literally walk my my paperwork to the county or city or whatever administration group counts these votes, these ballots, and I require them to sign for them.
Okay,
so,
very good. All right, just a personal question, okay? What is your age, okay? Are you in between 56, 50, 46, 55, over 50, 65?
I'm almost 85.
Okay, very good, okay? But sound very young. All right, so generally speaking, okay, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off the wrong track? You would say
they are off the wrong track with everybody else.
Okay, on the wrong track.
Yes.
Oh, that's not good. Okay, for example, when the voters go to the polls to vote for a candidate for office, okay, there are sometimes they have proposals, okay, that are not included in the ballots. All right, so let me ask you one thing. Shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of $0.65 million, okay, for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, or enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county?
Bike trails. First of all, I'm going to say that
would you say you're in favor?
I am opposed to big government spending any money they do not have.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we are so much in debt, I'm going to say I'm against anything that anybody wants to spend that they don't have money for already.
Okay. Okay, so
as much as I like bicycle tracks and as much as I like hiking trails, as much as I like money going to conservation and the wildlife, if you don't have the money, you don't spend it.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
I will vote no against.
Okay, definitely. Okay, thank you. Okay, and since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, I'm going to ask you right now again about the proposals in simpler way. Okay, proposals would, for example, dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan the construction of new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. Okay, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against the proposal? Definitely vote
yes. As long as it does not include an increase. If it includes increase of any type, I'll vote against it.
Okay. Okay, undecided, with both. So I would say, would that be definitely vote yes in favor? Probably vote, depending if there is any expense, right?
If the funds are there and they're going to be used to maintain, I would approve it. If the funds are not there and it requires additional levies against the taxpayer, mm-hmm. I'm against it.
Okay, so now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, in that case, would you vote yes in favor?
No, I'd be against it.
Against it. Okay.
You need to find ways to save money and not continue to go to the taxpayer. That's you.
Exactly.
That's you as well as me. And expect you to come up for the funds.
Exactly right.
But there's money there. Sam, this state has a surplus of how many billions of dollars, which only tells you and me one thing. They're already taxing the people of Michigan too much.
Okay.
So if they want to spend existing funds for maintenance, I'd approve it. If they want additional funds for maintenance and or additional trails, then they can find the money some other way.
Okay, so that answers the following. Okay, very good, and I appreciate it. For example, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year, keeping this in mind. Okay, you said I would, for example, prefer this proposal raise less money. Okay, you said, okay, if there is funds as well, they can use it, right?
Right. If the funds are there, they can use them. If they're asking for money, like you say, $90 additional per taxpayer, no, I'm not in favor of it.
Okay, so that will be regardless of how much money would be raised. Okay, very good. I appreciate that, sir. And for the following, okay, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? All right, for example, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, protecting water quality and water supply, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, improving local roads and infrastructure, making housing more affordable, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving public education in local schools, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety?
I get a choice? How many? Three out of, or do I just get one?
Okay, you can give me three if you want.
I think local government's responsibility obviously is to the taxpayer, and that's to control spending. Who pays for all this? Well, you just laid it out to me.
Mm-hmm.
The local taxpayers are the ones that are paying for all of this, and they're accountable for what they spend their money on, just like you said. So I would say controlling spending.
Okay, very good.
I don't care what it's on.
Controlling growth and development. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And now I'm going to give you a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with, and you can indicate if you have favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have an opinion or have never heard of it, okay, you can indicate that me as well. For example, Grand Traverse County Government, all right? very favorable, somewhat unfavorable,
somewhat
favorable. Thank you. In Traverse area, recreation and transportation trails, also known as TART trails.
They're in place. They've done a good job, but as I've just stated, they don't need to be asking the taxpayer for more money to maintain them or to add to them.
Okay, so that would be like somewhat in favor or very in favor?
Oh, yeah. In favor of, but not in favor of taxing people for the pleasure of a very small minority.
I understand. In your city or township government?
Our township government is very, very small and even to the point of inconspicuous. So I'm just going to say, I'll say favorable for what little they're doing.
Okay, very good. Appreciate that, sir. And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, about right?
They're doing a good job on almost everything except supplying affordable housing.
Okay, so that will be up.
And I don't know that Grand Traverse County has an awful lot of control over who gets the money and what they spend it on to provide housing. So I'm not sure that Grand Traverse County has a lot to say about how you go about providing affordable housing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure they're in a position to control that. That's up to local business.
Okay, so that will be about right. Too slowly, too fast.
Well, yeah, that's all right. Just put, average. I know that since I've been here, they've closed a lot of elementary schools to shut them down because the people that have young children can't afford to live here.
Sure.
So, you know, what part of that does Grand Traverse County have to do with anything? I'm going to say it's marginal.
Okay, thank you. Okay, if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this dollars wisely? Definitely trust. Probably do not. Definitely do not trust.
My as long as I've lived, I've never met a politician you can really trust. Now, do these people, these commissioners, do you think they think themselves as politicians?
No.
You know, so far, you know, we can't trust our local newspaper. They're going to report exactly what they want to report. I would say that we're probably better. I'm going to say it's above averages. We're put down there above average as far as the commissioners that are there now and what they've done.
Okay.
But to trust, quote, to answer the question, do I trust them with our money? I'm going to say no.
Probably not trust. Okay, very good. Okay, and for example, these are number of ways that money could be spent for the project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Okay, you can indicate if you approve or disapprove for the following ways to spend money. For example, to promote health and wellness, would you strongly approve, strongly disapprove?
Question there is, why do we need to spend taxpayers' money on health and wellness? When 99% of the people that are out there, they're out there because they're smart enough to be out there on their own. They don't need some politician or a commissioner or you or me telling them what they ought to be doing. I mean, they're out there of their own volition, correct?
I understand.
Yeah, they're out there of their own volition. So what do we need to spend money on encouraging people to do that for?
Okay, so that will be somewhat disapproved?
Yeah, disapprove. Yeah.
Okay, very good. And to promote recreational opportunities, would you strongly disapprove? Somewhat approve?
New recreational opportunities, if the money's there, I would approve of it, yeah.
Okay, somewhat. Okay, to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Once again, I'm in favor of all of it if the funds are there already.
Okay, very good. And to plan and construct new trails? You already said it, okay. If the funds are there, that's good. To maintain, okay, that's good, and to improve connectivity for residents between school, workplaces, shops, and parks. If the funds are there, that's good, right?
Yeah, I mean, once again, when you consider what's going on right now, and we'll call it inflation, and the devaluation of the dollar, that is what it'll spend, if the funds are already there, then you and I have to give the people that decide on what to spend it, give them a little credit for what they're going to spend it on. But to expect anybody to come up with anything more than what's already here, I'd be opposed to it.
I understand. And that's a very nice thinking that you have, sir. I appreciate that. And now, if you're forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or would you rather refuse to answer?
I would just say ensure that the current trails are maintained.
Okay, very good. And now, I'm going to give you a few sentences about the proposals to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. You can indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support these proposals. If each would make no difference, then you can indicate that as well. Okay, for example, there will be an annual review on how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
All right, I'd approve of that.
Much more likely? Okay, very good.
The first question that comes to my mind is, who's going to evaluate? Who's going to approve or disapprove? I mean, who's behind this?
Okay.
I mean, what individuals or what group are going to actually be making these decisions? That has a lot to do with it.
Very good, very good. A citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures that funds are administered for their intended purposes. Most more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
All right, let's just say somewhat.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Now, is there any guarantee of that happening, or is that just a lot of wishful thinking?
That's a good question, sir. And as you know,
doesn't it? But guess where all that comes from eventually?
Okay, somewhat more likely. Okay, very good. There will be full public disclosure of all projects pending.
I'd be approve of that. Then you have to ask the question: is who's going to print this or expose this information? In other words, when decisions are made, who's going to report that to us?
Exactly, and all these questions I'm adding this to the survey, okay, everything you're asking me. Okay, now you'll be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or too convincing, or not convincing, as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. For example, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing?
I don't know that the information that they're supplying you and me is convincing, but I'd certainly be in favor of it being well-maintained and available to the people that want to use it.
Very good. And Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. very convincing, somewhat convincing?
No, it isn't, because that's all wishful thinking.
Okay, not too convincing. Very good. And let's see the other one. Okay, in today's digital age, it's more important than ever to provide trails in outdoor spaces for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have healthier lifestyle. Very convincing? Somewhat?
That's convincing.
Okay, very good. Okay, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife, habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Very convincing? Somewhat? Not too convincing?
Is this, again, wishful thinking, or is it already available?
Okay, very good. Wishful thinking. Right, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
That sounds great. There's one fallacy behind most of this, and that is skateboards and bicycles and people are not really compatible. So at some point, they're going to have to give a lot of thought to who's using the trail when. And what guidelines are required of people to obey. If you're from the Traverse City area and you do any driving in inner city, what percent of the bicyclists using our highways obey any of the rules of the road?
Exactly.
I've never met one.
I understand your point. I understand you, sir. Okay, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do? Very convinced?
I'm convinced. Yes, that's the purpose.
The purpose for it, okay. Grand Traverse County.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Very convincing? Somewhat convincing?
Once again, we're crossing the line from where the funds come from and who's expected to support them.
Exactly.
And, I'm going to say it's unconvincing.
Not too convincing. Okay, very good. Okay, this proposal will improve and construct new trails across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
That sounds good.
Okay.
somewhat
convincing?
It's somewhat, yeah. It sounds good. As to the number of people that will actually get out there and use them, I think it's entirely up to the individual. You and me know, we both know, that every damn trail we've got out there is accessible to anybody that wants to get on them. So it's up to the individual.
Exactly right, sir. Okay, $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain an upgrade. Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. That sounds very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Well, now we've gone from $95 per person per year down to so much per, per day, month, year, or whatever. Where are the funds coming from and are they available? It's sort of like the guy that rings the bells at your grocery store and wants you to put them in a pot. And you never know where that stuff's going.
Okay, not too convincing will be. Okay, thank you. Okay, this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy outdoors. That sounds very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing.
Oh, once again, that's up to the individual.
It's up to the individual.
And you and I both know that it's actually there, whether it's up to them to use it.
Exactly.
Up here on old Mission Township, most of these roads don't have any bike trails or bike, what do they call it, a path on the side. Most of these roads up here don't have bike paths, and yet you notice that's where the marathon goes. That's where I would say a very, very large percent of the cyclists are, and they're getting along fine without trails because they're out here wanting to do it.
Yes.
So my thinking is that it's up to the individuals. And I hate to put it this way, but the individuals that use it the most and want to use it the most are the ones that need to be bear the price of it.
I understand. Okay, trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. That sounds very convincing.
The question that these people are now asking is contradictory to what they've been trying to get me to answer for an hour now. If we've got millions of dollars already available, who's responsible for spending it? And it sounds like to me the money's already there. They just need to be held responsible for making the right decisions.
Exactly right, sir.
I'm
taking note on your comments. No worry about that.
The question was if the millions of dollars are already being generated,
yeah,
for whom, and why aren't those millions of dollars available?
Exactly. Okay, now, taking into account everything you just heard, I'm going to ask you again about the proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against the proposal?
If the proposal requires an increase of any type to the average taxpayer, I would vote against it.
Okay.
Now, if they can be more specific as to how they propose to raise the money, yeah, I could go for it.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that.
In other words, where's the money coming from? Who's expected to come up with it, and how is it going to be spent? If it requires the average working bloke out here to fork over $7 and something cents per month or whatever you just came up with, how many working people, husband, wife with children, both of them with jobs, sometimes with multiple jobs, and when are they going to find time to go out and use these trails? I think it goes back to going to the people that use them the most.
Exactly right. And with all your answers, okay, I think you have answered the next one. Okay, for example, this one I believe is already answered, okay, with what you have said. Okay, like giving you some statements against the proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Okay, I would ask you, but I think you already answered, okay, to indicate each argument, okay, is it very, not, somewhat, okay, for this proposal, okay, no against this proposal. Okay, for example, this proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Well, I'm going to agree with that, because my contention is that they're being very optimistic about where these quote millions of dollars are going to come from to begin with.
Exactly right.
I think that's the main issue. Where the dollars are going to come from, and whether they'll even be available.
Exactly.
Now, when it comes back to your whole questionnaire, am I in favor of extending TART trails? Not really. I'd rather see the money spent on maintaining what we have.
Exactly.
Because you and I both know that the way the economy is going right now, where do you think this money is going to come from, if ever? To extend trails we already have.
Yeah.
We've already got a lot of trails out there. Now, there's nothing wrong with people wanting to work for more and better, but to be realistic, I think they better pull their horns in and figure out where they're going to get the money to maintain what they have.
That's
the whole purpose of your survey.
Okay, and as you're saying, okay, for example, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individual companies and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
I agree.
Exactly right. Okay, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Okay, convinced Okay, this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Okay, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who wants to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. All right, you're saying all that, okay, with your answers, with all the explanation you're giving me, you have already answered this. Okay, these proposals will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth. And the last one, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While the trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
All right, I'm getting an interrupted beep here. I'm sure it's an incoming call or what it is.
I only have three more questions. Okay, just quick.
I may or may not be able to even hear you to answer them.
Okay.
Go ahead. Quick.
One final question. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, okay, would you vote yes or your proposal to vote no?
I think I'm going to say I would vote no against it.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably not to vote? Definitely voting?
I'm going to vote.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
And have county commissioner sign it. Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to put in here all the information you have given me, okay, on this one. And I appreciate that, sir. You take care.
All right, now one question for you.
Okay, so if you're in your own words, if funds are available, you can go ahead and do it, right?
If funds are available, then you and I are going to have to rely on somebody that has more information than you and I have to make those decisions. But I'm going to ask you, do you use the bike trails?
No, I don't.
See, and I don't either because of my age. And you're going to find that probably only 1-2% of the population uses them. So this is that's the whole crux of it, is look at the percent of number of people that are using them. And then let them decide where the money is going to come from other than people that don't use it.
Exactly. One final question, okay? For example, okay, and before we finish, this will be asked for another proposal. Just the proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Mileage Renewal, all right? And the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose the renewal of the previously approved $1 million for local street roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement mileage beginning with the December 24 tax levy for repair and improvement of street roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied, okay, in full, the renewed mileage will generate an estimated $6,678.
This question is beyond my ability to answer. I won't answer that one.
Okay, refuse to answer. Okay, undecided, no problem.
Just undecided.
Okay, and one final question. I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish.
You're making questions up as you go along. Go ahead.
No. Okay, regardless of how you might feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, someone else did not vote?
I voted, but I don't tell anybody who I vote for.
Okay, someone else. Okay, no problem.
Okay. I have voted for 14 presidents in my lifetime.
Okay, very good. Okay, which of the political parties are you affiliated? Democrat?
No, you ought to know by now, so I won't answer that either.
Okay, no problem. Okay, no problem, sir. Okay, would you consider label yourself like a liberal, moderate, or a conservative?
I am a hardcore, responsible Christian, white male, and conservative.
Okay.
Years ago, when I was probably 45 years ago, that's half my life. I was the enemy of the state because, one, I was male, two, I was white, three, I was Christian because I had a Bible. I even owned a gun, and I was a member of the Republican Party. This is 45 years ago. I was treated as an enemy of the state.
I understand.
Because of who I was.
And I know you're very knowledgeable. I can hear, okay? And you sound very knowledgeable. So regarding your formal education, your formal education you have completed, okay? What would that be, graduate and bachelor's?
I've gone way up there, and here's what's disturbing.
Postgraduate degree.
Million, we've got 330 million people in this country, and not even one is willing to defend this country. 1% is willing to defend this country. Think of that.
Okay, sir. Do you own or rent a home?
It doesn't know. Going beyond that. All right, I've still got this thing beeping in my ear.
Do you have children under the age of 18?
I'm to do this, but I'm going to try to see what's going on.
Do you have children under 18 living in your household?